Hello, welcome to Microsoft Ignite here in Chicago. I'm Matt McSpirit, technical evangelist for all things data center, and I'm joined by a familiar face many of you will recognize from keynotes gone by, Vijay Tiwari. Welcome.
Thank you, Matt. Now, really appreciate being here.
For those who don't know you, introduce yourself. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Thanks. So I'm Vijay Tiwari. I'm the group program manager for Microsoft Cloud Platform System and all fast track solutions that are built by with partners.
So Cloud Platform System is why we're here today. What is that all about? What is CPS? When did it launch? Tell people at home what it's all about.
So about 18 months back, you know, we went and talked to a lot of customers to find out how they were doing with establishing private clouds. And some of them were our customers and some of them were not our customers. And we recognized that about 60 to 80% of customers were failing to be able to realize the benefits of the private cloud. And that was the seed of starting the project called Microsoft Cloud Platform System, which really is an integrated hardware-software solution which provides an end-to-end cloud solution to the customer on their on-premises.
Okay, so break it down a bit more for us. What is in there? What's in the box? Or if it's, I mean, it's a big box. There's a lot of stuff going on. So break it down for...
It's a good box.
Yeah, it's an excellent box. Give us some of the speeds and feeds in there.
So we partnered with Dell, for developing a Microsoft Cloud Platform System. The solution itself is available in units of a rack. It's got 512 cores, 8 terabytes of RAM, and 156 terabytes of usable storage on a single rack.
So it's comparable to my Surface.
It's
a beast.
Many few Surfaces.
Right.
And it uses Windows Server 2012 R2, System Center 2012 R2, and Windows Azure Pack.
Okay.
So it provides a full end-to-end integrated cloud solution right up down from the portal, through a self-service experience, and through an optimized management experience all the way down to the storage, which is constructed using storage spaces and scale-out file server.
So it's very much transforming the underlying hardware using software-defined networking, using software-defined storage, all of those key components of Windows Server and Hyper-V, obviously, and then it's all managed by System Center.
That's exactly right. It basically utilizes software-defined storage, compute, and networking to provide the most optimal solution from a price performance standpoint to the customer.
So who is the typical customer of CPS? Is it a service provider? Is it an enterprise? Is it somebody looking to do PaaS or IaaS? Or, we hear all of these different terms. What are the scenarios, really?
Yes. It's actually all of them.
All of the above.
It's all of the above. And, we've seen customers ranging from service providers to large enterprises who want to act like service providers inside their data centers. So they've got multiple tenants, multiple business units inside the organization, and they want to have an optimized cloud infrastructure, which is multi-tenant, so that multiple customers can share the capacity, underlying capacity, and then they have the ability to provide a chargeback, if you will, to those customers. So we've seen the wide spectrum of customers ranging from service providers all the way to enterprises. And because it actually has Windows Azure Pack, you can also offer PaaS services on CPS, such as websites, database as a service, and so on and so forth.
Okay, so seeing as we're here at Ignite, what's new around CPS? So that gives people a good grounding, but what's new on the that's just been announced?
So CPS, we launched CPS in October 2014, and it's been about 6 months out there in the market. And what we've been doing is that we go talk to customers and we provide an updated set of capabilities every quarter or so to CPS. Mm-hmm. So at this conference, we are announcing the capability to do off-stamp backup. So you can actually now keep a copy of the data, backup copy off the CPS stamp. You can also do disaster recovery from CPS directly into Azure. So if you don't have a second data center, you can now have a primary site which is on-premises using Cloud Platform System, and then you can disaster recover your VMs or applications in Microsoft Azure.
And that's using Azure Site Recovery and Hyper-V
Replica. That is using Azure Site Recovery to get into Azure.
All right, cool.
The third thing we are announcing is that we've been working with a lot of customers who want to provide services to the federal government in the United States. And there is a certification program called FedRAMP. And service providers who have to provide services to the federal government in the United States have to certify themselves using a FedRAMP program. And so we work to provide collateral to these service providers so they can basically get themselves FedRAMP certified easily when they use CPS.
Okay, so they'll open themselves up to a greater spectrum of customers then, certainly in the public sector.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then we've been continuing to evolve sort of the workloads that run on top of CPS. And one of the big announcements that we are making here is support for VDI.
Right.
So, you know, CPS proves to be an excellent platform on which to run VDI. So we're announcing support for running the Microsoft VDI solution, whether it happens to be RDSH or the VDI client VDI solution. And in addition, we are partnering with Citrix, so you can also run the Citrix Zen Desktop VDI solution on top of CPS.
Great. Now, you mentioned workloads being critically important to what you're running on CPS, and you want to keep them as available and as up as possible. But when it comes to things like maintenance, that always causes people a bit of a headache, traditionally.
Yep.
How have you got around, not necessarily got around, but how do you ensure that we can keep workloads and stuff online and running as much as possible with some of the secret sauce and magic that you've added to CPS? Not too secretive, obviously. Yeah.
So one of the things that we recognized early on that, you know, we've been in the business of providing building blocks for customers so they can develop cloud solutions. But with CPS, we've really taken the step further and said, rather than providing you building blocks, we'll actually provide to you an end-to-end solution. And so when you're operating a cloud, you know, as you're operating Azure, and we spent a lot of time to understand how do people operate Azure, you know, how do our infrastructure teams operate Azure. And we learned a lot from them, and we've taken that learning and then packaged that up into software and guidance so customers can operate CPS optimally.
Right.
One of the most important things that customers have to do when operating infrastructure like this is to be able to patch the infrastructure. And they want to do it in a manner such that the tenant workloads that are operating on top of CPS do not have to take downtime. So we developed what is called as a patching and update framework for CPS. And this patching and update framework basically automates and orchestrates the application of patches across the entire stack, Windows Server, System Center, Windows Azure Pack. And it does so in a manner so it does not take the tenant workload down.
Right.
So as an example, if you have to patch the Hyper-V host, this patching and update framework first goes and inventories all the patches that are applied to the particular Hyper-V host, decides what are the ones that are applicable to this particular Hyper-V host, then drains all the VM using live migration, puts them onto a separate host. So the tenant workloads just continue to run. Then it patches the Hyper-V host, reboots it, brings it back into the fold, and then puts the VMs back on this Hyper-V host.
All completely seamless, no interruption.
All completely seamless. In fact, we released our first update, CPS Update 1, at the end of March.
Okay.
And we are pleased that, you know, on a two-rack system, we've been able to patch the entire two-rack system in about 16 hours.
Okay.
And during the 16 hours, you know, the consumers of CPS, the people who are using the VMs, they don't even know that anything is happening under the covers, and things just work seamlessly.
Excellent. Now, CPS is a fantastic innovation that Microsoft has invested a lot in. Is it an evolution of what we used to call the Fast Track program? Is that still going? I mean, tell us a bit about that.
No, the Fast Track program is absolutely going, and it's a very strong program, and we are investing even more from an engineering standpoint to provide partners with the deployment tooling, with the validation tooling, so the solutions benefit the customers the most. In fact, right at Ignite, we have three partners, you know, SecureGuard, Cisco, and Dell, who have announced additional fast track submissions as well.
Okay.
So while CPS itself is not fast track, we've certainly taken all the learnings from CPS and fed them into the fast track program.
Okay.
And we certainly hope and expect that more and more partners will continue to make submissions into the fast track program. So it provides customer with the assurance that this is a solution that has been validated up to the high standards that Microsoft and our partners live by,
yep,
so that the customers get a unified and a consistent experience of quality as well as consumption when it comes to solutions in the market.
So my final question then, and it's one I think you've heard a lot on the stands this week at the booth, what about the Azure Stack? Where does that fit into CPS going forward? Can you give us a bit of insight into what you're thinking?
Absolutely. So Azure Stack is literally Microsoft taking a strong step forward and bringing the very technologies that are available in Azure to the customers on premises. And in the future, we will certainly have a Microsoft CPS and other fast track solutions which are built using Microsoft Azure Stack.
Right.
Of course, you know, timing as and when the Microsoft Azure Stack evolves,
yep,
we'll then also provide more information about timelines. But
right,
absolutely, future solutions will be built using Microsoft Azure Stack.
So stay tuned for that. And also, Vijay has been involved in a number of sessions this week, as has the CPS team, so you can check those out on demand as well. But that's all we've got time for. Thank you very much for coming along. Thanks to you at home for joining us. Hopefully you found it useful. And we will see you again on another Channel 9 broadcast.
Thank you so much.